Good afternoon and welcome to the Derby Debrief from Rams TV, the final Derby Debrief of the season. We're live from Pride Park Stadium, Owen Bradley with the former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside, here to bring you reaction to the day that Derby County won promotion back to the Championship. A 2-0 victory for Derby over Carlisle on the final day of the League One season. The icing on the cake in the end, because Bolton failing to win at Peterborough meant that Derby's result in many respects didn't matter, but Derby clinch it in style. Max Bird signing off on his 200th appearance for the club with a fine goal, James Collins with the second as well, and then party time, Sean Barker, and what scenes at the end. We'll show you what we can of them. You'll hear from Paul Warne shortly as well, but a moment that this city, this club has been waiting for a long time.
They have, and even more so because of what they've had to deal with over the last few years. This club has gone through literally everything over the last few years, the highs, the lows, the disappointments. Obviously, David kept this club alive, kept it going, believed in Paul, gave him the job. And after, what, just over 18 months in charge, he successfully got this club promoted back to the Championship. And not since Billy Davis have we felt that feeling of actual success. We've been close numerous times, but still had to feel the disappointment. We've had times where the football's been brilliant. We've had remarkable names come to this football club. Nobody's achieved the objective of getting promotion. This season it's happened, and what a moment for that man there.
Yeah, a lot of people deserve a lot of credit. Let's start with him. David Clowes not only saves the club, and this is a lifelong Derby fan who lives and breathes it even before he purchased Derby County. He then makes the big decision to bring in Paul Warne last season. Didn't quite work out last season, but this season they're over the line.
They are. I believe that he brought Paul in for two reasons. One, because of the success he'd had at Rotherham getting promotion from this division, but also because he knew Paul, he knew what kind of person he was, he knew how much this job would matter to him and how much he'd care. And I think we've had that feeling over the last 18 months or so. We've suffered the disappointment of not getting in the playoffs last year. And I think that was the first year that Paul had actually not got promotion from League One. And then it was a chance for him to rebuild, to work on how he wanted to play, how he wanted to set up. And some of the things that he predicted they needed to get promoted, the 2 points per game, that the ability to be so defensively sound and work on set pieces, all those things have come into fruition this season, which has helped them not only be a playoff contender, but get automatic promotion. So it was a big call for him, a big call from David to step away from Liam and say, no, I want someone else at the helm, and bring Paul in from a job that Paul was probably very happy and content with. So it was a big call. He stuck with him throughout. That it hasn't been the perfect ride. There's definitely been difficult moments. There have been questions asked of the manager, the staff, questions asked of the players. But if you look at the season, you look at the records that they've been broken, you look at the consistency within this squad and this group of players, you have to hold your hands up and say, even though it's his first taste of being an owner of a football club, and it's probably one he never wanted, he's kept his calm, he's kept his nerve, he's kept his belief in the manager, and the belief in what's happening moving forward with this football club, and they're reaping the rewards now.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you're in it week to week, game to game, you feel the stresses and strains and you feel the pressure. But actually, when you step back and look at it, the records that Derby have set this season, most away league wins in a campaign, most points in a single season, they've matched their all-time record for wins in a campaign as well. And then you think they finished 5 points clear of third place Bolton. And over the last 10 games of the season, I think Paul Warne will mention it in the interview that we'll bring you in a moment or two, they've won 9 of 11 to finish the campaign, the best run of anybody in League One. Actually, at the end, they finished the strongest.
They did, and with that season, with this season that's just happened, we've just been part of, there's been moments that when the asked questions and when there's been a bit of pressure, we've reacted so well to it and remained calm, composed, remained focused on the objective and how Paul wants to play, how he wants to set teams up. There's no doubt that over the course of the season, there have been some disappointed fans. There have been some disappointing performances. But such is the confidence of Howe to get clubs from this division into the next level. The belief within these players. And David never veered away from anyone but Paul. And there was a time, I think, that questions were asked about Paul, and David came straight out and said, no, he's the man for me.
Yeah.
But what we've done is dealt with those really disappointing moments well. There's been a united front in terms of the club, in terms of the owner, management and staff, players. And I can't remember which game it was, but the fans bought into it in a home game, I think maybe 6 weeks ago. And they,
Stevenage as well, the
one away. Yeah, they spurred them on. They drove the team when the looks lacking of confidence and belief. And that made a huge part. Because if you want success, if you want promotion, if you want to move forward, everyone has to be in it together. And I think the last 2 months, everyone has contributed. And I'm talking, you know, management, players, staff, all the people behind the scene, which I mentioned after the game, they make a huge part of this promotion. And the fans, the city, the club deserve it.
Well, the celebrations are still ongoing down at pitchside. The players and their families enjoying the moment, and they deserve to enjoy every single moment of this. Let's bring you some reaction then. Settle in. Here's the Derby head coach, Paul Warne.
Relief. I think it's fair to say we put ourselves in a really good position, and like, you know, as for the players and the staff and probably for the fans, you go to bed last night thinking, dare I dream that it will, you know, take the route that we all want. So the fact that we got there, relief really. That's my, and pride of like how well the players have done, and, you know, how hard it is in certain games, like not every game you can turn up and just smoke people 4-0. Some really tough games this year, and the lads have really hung in there, and I, you know, credit them for their character. It's the character that wins games at times. So, yeah, relief and pride, really. And obviously, David brought me and my team in, which probably wasn't a trendy option to a lot, and let us try and build a culture that we want to be part of, and change things a little bit. And so for someone to give you that much responsibility of their club, to be able to pay it back to him means a lot to me. So I feel pride with the group, with my staff, with everyone who's helped. I feel really pleased for David. And I know there's another, I don't know, however many worldwide, but say there was 33,000 fans in the ground today. I just had to look at David's face after the game to know how pleased he was. So, yeah, they're my overall emotions, really.
You clinched it in style with the victory over Carlisle. You finished with a win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. And Max Bird, back in the side, you spoke wonderfully about him at the awards on Tuesday, his last game for the club, his 200th appearance, and he scored a goal worthy of clinching promotion.
Yeah, really pleased for Birdie. Look, I said at the presentation, do what he meant to me. He's a beautiful human, lovely, lovely kid, like, so wants to do well. And, you know, since I've been here, there's always been rumours of him, of certain players going, and, you know, with a heavy heart, I knew that he was going to play his football somewhere else in the summer. And I think, you know, he's, it sounds awful, but when you've done so long at a club, sometimes you need to, you know, open your wings and fly, really. It sounds a bit cheesy, but I do think that to a certain extent. I mean, if Cash is listening, then that's not the case, but you get my point. But so it was a hard decision because Tomo's been doing really well. We just thought Birdie trained really well, looked excellent, and he is an excellent footballer. There's no dispute in that. I just thought that he would give us more of a goal threat. So I am a pretty emotional guy, as when you interview the players, they'll probably tell you. But I did have a sort of a weep inside when Birdie scored. I was so pleased for him. I know how much it means to him, and I know how much it means to him to send off from his club with something great. So, yeah, I was pretty touched when he scored. I was desperately trying to get his attention, but he just eggy-boffed me off. So I didn't enjoy it with him. But, you know, when he came off the pitch, I told him how proud I was of him and what a great guy he is. So, yes, I love fitting ending 200 games, a great goal in a game, and justified my decision, which makes me look great. So there's no losers, is there? No losers.
Absolutely not. Still felt a little edgy at 1-0, especially
edgy
with results elsewhere. But from the second goal edgy onwards, did you feel it was job done?
Yeah, well, I thought, weirdly, we'd score too early. I know it's a bit crazy, but the place was bouncing to start with. We went 1-0 up. And I understand that everyone's singing that we're going up, and I'm thinking, looking at the clock, there's about 86 minutes left. And then Bolton started scoring, and then you could sense that. I mean, it felt like, and this is the nicest way I can put it, and it's difficult, like, you know, pressure hits people different ways, but it was like the lads played the occasion, not the game. So just keep the game simple. Do your job. Don't overthink things. Don't oversee things. And it felt like, you know, the more we tried to find a simple pass, the harder it was. We didn't play with any flow first half. We didn't ever get in behind, and we played in front of them. Too many square passes in the middle of the pitch that we lost. We were too deep. And it gave Carlisle thinking, excuse me, it gave Carlisle a grab of the game with set pieces and that. And we defended well, by the way. But another day it could hit someone, drop there, and they put it in and the game changes. So we come in at half-time just trying to reassure the lads, look, you need to be a bit brave with your line. Look, I think our best performances this year when we're playing on the edge a bit. I like us playing on the edge, taking risk, because if we don't and we play soft, that was the first half, in my opinion. But I thought we played a lot better second half, played in behind a bit more to stretch the game that way. Our line was better, more aggressive, and in the end, we were handsome, weren't we? I didn't feel under any threat second half, and I thought the second and third goal would come. And like that chance right at the start of the second half that Nat put across to Colo, if that would have gone in, that would have been better for my blood pressure. And while all that was happening, I got news that Peterborough had scored one, so I allowed myself to, you know, breathe, because I'd been holding my breath for about 70 minutes, so that was good.
Over this closing stage of the season, you've been the best team in League One. How pleased are you that when the pressure's been on, your side have really stepped forward?
Yeah, thanks, they've been great. I mean, I expect them to be great and I want them to be great, but if we won like 9 out of 11 or something, is that right? Have I made that up? Someone said to me we'd won 8 out of 10, which surprised me. And I know we've been in the top two for ages, and sometimes you're in the top two because you're playing well and you're winning. Sometimes you're in the top two because the other teams can't get you. But in fairness, Bolton and Peterborough have been on really good runs, and to get out of the playoffs is a right boost. And I think, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth, if we'd have dropped into the playoffs, we had no chance. I wouldn't have said that to the dressing room. I wouldn't have said that to you. I might have off thingy. But psychologically, when you've been in the top two for as long as we have, and then to just go into the playoffs on goal difference is a psychological whammy. And that was my fear when I got up today, selfishly, that I knew it was me who was in charge of picking everyone up next week, the staff, the cooks, the, you know, kit men, the players, everybody saying, no, we're still in this. We're in the playoffs. What a... But, you know, it's like, you know, the smile of a clown at times. So I knew the difficulty of that. So, so for us to stay up there, and it felt like the big games for me was, the last big game was Portsmouth, really. Our running was kind. You know, the fixtures couldn't have ended any better on paper. So I was always confident that we'd get over the line. But you always, as a football manager, because everyone knows better than me, you have this edge of catastrophizing that is like, oh no, if that happens, that. So yeah, so that's hence why I am not covered in alcohol, I'm just so pleased for everybody who wanted it. All the fans who turned up can have a great weekend. It's a pity it weren't May Day, innit? Then your hangover could last a bit longer. So yeah, just relief, and just, because I know the bad times, recent times here, it's nice that our team has made a bit of history. So yeah, really proud.
You have made a bit of history. The list of Derby managers who have won promotion isn't very long. Your name is added to it. Do you think the many achievements that you've had this season, the away wins, the points record, most victories in a single season for Derby, do you think all these things will sink in over the next few days and your sense of accomplishment, you and your team?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We're not really accomplished chasers. We do want success, and we're you know, my coaches are brilliant. Rich does so much work, as does Hammy, as does Andy. So from the coach's point of view, but it's everybody, the physios and everything. But it is hard to win games. It is hard to be elite. It's hard to get promotion. It doesn't matter how good your team is. It's hard. You just have to look at the other leagues now, like how much the top of the champ has tightened up, how much the top of the Premier League, winning games is difficult. I'm really proud of the group. I am. I'm amazingly proud of them, and it's nice to win it at home. But I can't say that, you know, I'll go home and think, oh, you know, we've done this. I'm still a little bit disappointed we didn't get the title, because if I look, I know, but 92 points, we aimed for that at the start of the season. I said to the lads, if you get that, you're up. So I haven't lied to them. But I'm just pleased. But not like, I'm not driving home thinking like, you know, they're going to change the name of this road between here and Nottingham to something else. I'm not that guy. I just feel pleased that, like, I think we're quite normal people. We're not like, you know, didn't see all my staff going mental. We're like quite, we've been like that all year. We haven't been too high, too low. We've been quite down the middle. So it's an honour to manage this football club, to get it promoted. I wish my dad was here to see it. But yeah, that's what I'll take away. Just the feeling of pride. I'm not bothered about, you know, I won't take a medal home. I won't, you know, I just got a photo with just me and my coaches in front, behind the trophy, which will go up in our office for next season.
Spoke to your mum yet?
No, she'll be an emotional wreck. I did see my brother and my son in the tunnel after the game, and I hate to admit it, my initial reaction wasn't, "Woo, we've done it." It was like, "What the hell are you doing here? How'd you get down here?" And then he said, "Oh, I came down with Phil," which is Hammy's dad, who's reckless, by the way. He can get in where water can't. So I'll go and see my family now, and it'd be nice to see my wife, and obviously my kids are here, some of my best friends. So, yeah, it'd be nice.
The one and only Paul Warne, who has led Derby County to promotion back to the Championship. I think he's just about finished his media duties downstairs. There are a lot on occasions like this, Sean Barker. Let's just talk about the game. Need we forget the game? Derby 2-0 winners over Carlisle, and such a special day for Max Bird. Back in the side, we know he's leaving in the summer. He signed for Bristol City in January, back on loan officially. But he makes his 200th appearance, back in the starting lineup, and 5 minutes in, scores a fantastic goal.
Yeah, it was fitting really for Max and the time he's spent at this football club. He come through the academy along with a few players, has made a real name for himself at Derby County Football Club. Some of the performances he's put in over the last few years, obviously he's been vice-captain and captain at times and took that responsibility on from such a young age. We knew he was moving on, but when he signed early in the season and we knew he was going to another club, I think people questioned why he was still here and questioned maybe the decision to keep him at this club till the end of the season. Now, anyone who knows Max, anyone knows how professional he is and how much he cares about the football club and cares about his career and cares about putting on the shirt. It was just a lovely fitting moment for him, because 5 minutes into the game we needed to kind of settle into the game, which we started the game really well, and Paul picked up on there. It actually took the stuffing out of the team a little bit, but it was a wonderful goal and it was a nice tribute to him that spent over the last, 12 years or so as a footballer at this football club. And people move on. It's the way of the game. Fans don't like to kind of accept it at times, but that's just part of it. It's part of your development. It's part of how you want to move forward with your life. And to get the goal, to put in a performance and to come back into the starting lineup, there's no doubt that if he was fully fit, Paul was going to play him, because you play your best players, and Max Bird is definitely one of those.
Yeah, Birdie will be sorely missed around here. I can attest to that. Derby's second goal that settled everybody's nerves, I think. And I think from the moment James Collins put them 2-0 up, the party was starting. And fitting for Collo, given the role that he's played this season.
Yeah, well, I thought it was important for me to mention Collo at the start of the game. We talk about, obviously, Curtis and Cash and obviously Mendes Lang in terms of the impact they've made and the performance they've put throughout. And you forget some of those players that have been so important and then suffered an injury. Collo took a little bit of time to get into the side. He wasn't probably Paul's first pick at the start of the year. And with that comes a little bit of a kind of pressure from that player to put in performances and try and change the manager's idea of whether you're going to start the game. And his know-how, his understanding that the way he plays as number nine, the way he gets fouls for his team, his effort without the ball is second to none. And then if you complement that with 19 goals, I think he finished with this season, with an injury that kept him out for quite a while, that she kept on telling you was fit after about an hour of being injured. These little things contribute to a character of a player that is infectious within a group. I love the fact he moans at people. I love the fact that people don't put it on a plate. When they do put it on a plate, he puts his hand up and said, "I should have scored that." And that's what happened 30 seconds into the second half. Should have scored. 9 times out of 10, James Collins scored, but there was no mistake with his second goal. It was a brilliant head back to him from Sonny Bradley, who's been excellent of late. He takes a touch and he finishes well. And it was a nice little moment for him as well, because he's been excellent this year. And if you get 19 goals as a striker, you're making a huge, huge impact to the team. And if you're at the right end of the table, it could be the difference between success and maybe just failing short.
We'll talk about the defence in a moment or two, but let's hear from one of the goal scorers. Here is James Collins.
Oh yeah, over the moon. It's been a tough year because I think we've been expected from the start of the season that to go up, and we've had a lot of bumps in the way. But listen, this team is made of absolute steel, and obviously as a group we're delighted to get over the line.
To be able to score in front of that South Stand on the day as well, how much did that mean to you?
Yeah, amazing. Listen, since I've got back from my injury, I've been desperate to score and contribute to the team. So I'm fortunate that I left it to the last day to secure us going up.
A goal that really settled a little bit of nerves around the place. Well, you could feel a little bit of tension, I'm sure, but goal really took that away.
Well, yeah, because like we didn't know what was going on elsewhere. And to be fair, Carlisle played some nice stuff at the time. They had nothing to play for, so they were sort of like had freedom, and they were tough to break down. But listen, once we got that second goal, we knew it was over, and obviously the fans were singing the Bolton when we were losing, so we sort of settled us down a little bit.
How much are you enjoying this and these celebrations?
It's amazing. I got caught in the melee right in the middle. There was headlocks everywhere and all sorts going on, but it's the fans deserve it. They've been for a lot over the last few years, so we're delighted for them as well.
Another promotion on your CV. How highly does this one rank?
Yeah, it's probably right up there because, like I said to Sky earlier, since I signed for this club, we were expected to go up, and with a disappointment last year, to get it done this year is probably taken its toll on us, like mentally as well as physically. So to get over the line and get number six for my career, I'm really happy.
We'll let you get back to enjoying it. Thanks.
James Collins, more reaction from downstairs in a moment or two. You'll hear from Aaron Cashin. But before we do, I want to make a point about the defence. You have been mocked for maybe going too over the top with the defenders this year. But I think it's justified when you look at these sort of numbers, Sean. Derby finished with the best defensive record in the EFL this season. In their last 11 games, I think they've conceded four goals in 11 games. That's been the foundation for Derby's success this year, hasn't it?
It is. If you've got two players, when we talk of Cash and Curtis Nelson, that have been as consistent, as dominant, as reliable as they have over the course of the season, every single game where we're picking player of the match, one of those two is in contention. And sometimes you almost don't give it them because it's been too consistent, us going, well, Cash can get it or Nelson can get it. And you're almost searching for someone else. Now, Ibu Adams has come in and he's always in your head thinking, well, he's performed well. And again, I thought it was excellent today. He covered every blade of grass. He made challenges. He was frustrating their players, especially when they were getting the ball down and play. But the defensive lineup has been outstanding, absolutely outstanding. They've made blocks, they've made tackles. Curtis Nelson didn't have too much to do today, but what he did do was make two vital blocks at vital times to keep the scoreline as it was. And Cash, we know his quality, and it always felt that one of those two was going to win Player of the Year and get the fans Player of the Year. So we talk about Collar, we talk about Nathaniel Mendes-Lang. Those four boys for me have been outstanding. The two centre halves have been right at the top, and there's not many seasons I don't think that Curtis Nelson and Aaron Cashin will surpass in terms of the quality over the course of 46 games, or including obviously cup games and you know the rest. So special mention to them, and because of their performances along with wing backs, full backs and goalkeepers, clean sheets has been paramount to build off. And like you say, the foundations are built with the backbone of your defence and midfield, and they certainly have been a well deserved their recognition.
A dream day for everyone, especially the players who have long associations with Derby County, the likes of Liam Thompson, Max Bird we mentioned, and Aaron Cashin as well, of course. Let's hear from him.
It's unbelievable. Just relief, enjoyment, excitement, just everything, so many emotions. You know, it's been a long season, it's been up and down, but just buzzing to get over the line and done.
Buzzing to celebrate with these fans, be out there soaking in this atmosphere, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course, the fans have been excellent all season, home and away. They've travelled thousands of miles in the numbers, and they've showed us support no matter what. So buzzing we could get it done for them, and obviously buzzing for the lads, because everyone's played a massive part in the season, and yeah, just really excited.
For you personally, you've been here so long, you've seen this club go on such a journey up and down. How happy are you to play such an important part and be able to revel in this today?
Of course, it's been an absolute roller coaster the last few years, and just thankfully, you know, we're on the up, so buzzing.
There is Erin Cashin. For the final time this season then, results from League One this afternoon. Barnsley got the point they needed to clinch a playoff place. Oxford got the victory they needed to do the same, winning 2-1 at Exeter. Burton Albion survived despite losing 3-0 at Fleetwood this afternoon. And the leaders, the champions, Portsmouth, signing off with a victory to deny Lincoln a place in the playoffs. That result also meaning that Joe Wildsmith is the sole winner of the Golden Glove Award for most clean sheets in League One this season. Congratulations to him. No winner between Peterborough and Bolton in the game that Bolton had to win to put any pressure on Derby. I wonder if those two sides will meet again in the Championship playoffs. This is how the final table looks then. Portsmouth, the champions, already confirmed they finished 5 points clear of Derby, who finished second, who in turn finished 5 clear of Bolton. It'll be Bolton against Barnsley and Peterborough against Oxford in the playoff semi-finals. Lincoln miss out despite their terrific end to the season, Blackpool missing out as well. And at the other end, Cheltenham, the final side relegated, losing today, going down to League Two with Fleetwood, with Port Vale and Carlisle as well. Derby, of course, going the other way, back up to the Championship after clinching promotion this afternoon. And Sean, people like to look forward very quickly and talk about next season and who will be here and how will the side look and blah, blah, blah. But you may disagree, but I think it's more important just to make sure that we savour this moment, given where Derby County have been over the last few years.
Yeah, we've had so many really dark times at this football club and we've had to endure some difficult moments, and it never felt like that this club was able to look forward. Now, it is looking forward, but at this point, and I'm probably talking 2 or 3 days before we're starting to think of the next step in the Championship, everyone just enjoy it. The crowd today were superb. They enjoyed the celebrations afterwards. They were desperate to get the celebrations in that little bit earlier. The fans loved it, the players loved it. I can understand why Paul hasn't at this point, because he talks about relief as a manager. There's so much stress that comes with a course of a season and it comes with expectation, but he's got to enjoy it. Everyone that's associated with the football club that wasn't sure whether it was going to survive just over 2 years ago can now say, I was here, I was part of it, and I can enjoy that moment. So it was special for me, special for you, and I'm sure everyone in the stand, it was special for them too.
Yeah, a day for absolutely everyone to savour. That is just about it from us, not just for today, but for the season. A huge thank you to everyone involved behind the scenes here at Rams TV, anyone who's been on camera. A particular thank you to Sean, who's been with us for almost every single step of the way. Biggest thank you of all to you for watching. Thank you ever so much for your company, and hopefully we'll see you again next season. Goodbye.